This is Joanne Factor of Strategic Living, bringing you the first of many sound safety podcasts beginning today, September 8th, 2006. Strategic Living does personal safety and self-defense trainings in the Seattle and Puget Sound area. In these podcasts, I focus on stories I've learned from past students. Some are great successes, and a few have not so happy endings. Each contains lessons to keep ourselves safer. All stories are true, but some details may have been changed to preserve confidentiality. Today's story happened several decades ago, when the woman telling it was in her early 20s, at a time when many more women were much more naive. She and her brother habitually went to the same club each Friday evening for the music and dancing. This one Friday, her brother felt ill and left early. She stayed. She danced and had fun till closing, and then found out that without her brother's presence, she was seen by many of the other patrons as, well, meat. She wasn't prepared for the kind of come-on that happened by a group of inebriated guys. So, visualize this. She pushes her way out the door, through the parking lot and into her car, her heart still racing as she drives off. As she waits at a nearby intersection for the red light to change, another car pulls up and the driver motions to roll down the window. She does. He says, "You know, I saw what happened back there in the club, and it makes me embarrassed to be a guy. I'll bet you're still upset." She realizes that, yeah, she is. He continues, "If you want to talk, I'm willing to listen. There's a Denny's open all night just two blocks from here. It's public, there's lots of people around. You'll be okay." At this point, most, if not all of you, guessed this incident's ending. That was the guy who raped her. Two lessons today. First, awareness of your surroundings is only half of it. Awareness of your own state is equally crucial. We tend to make poor decisions when tired, under stress, frightened, intoxicated, upset. I can go on, but so can you. When most of us feel overwhelmed, as our heroine here did, we are often really happy to see somebody who we think will help alleviate all that pressure. Alas, this gallant knight turned out to be a real knave. Which brings us to our second lesson. The bad guy really doesn't care about your feelings. He will use ploys and manipulations to get what he wants. Here, he was pretending empathy, sensitivity, offering to help, and a false reassurance of safety. Most students come to my classes expressing concerns about the stranger surprising them out of the blue. Yes, that happens, but that's rare. Most often women are assaulted by someone who groomed them, as did our bad guy, to get close enough for the assault and minimize resistance. We can be a lot safer when we more readily recognize these ploys and learn skills to interrupt the bad guy's plans. For instance, just calling the offender on his behavior is sufficient about half the time to send him in search of easier prey. This is Joanne Factor with Strategic Living. If you'd like more information on our personal safety and self-defense classes in the Seattle and Puget Sound area, visit our website at strategicliving.org or phone 206-920-8882. Thank you and have a safe day.